From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Washington's next fiscal showdown could come around May 16th. That's when, for the 10th time in 10 years, the U.S. Treasury will officially hit its credit limit. If House Republicans prolong the fight over raising the debt ceiling past that date, the White House and Wall Street both warn it would cause financial chaos. But NPR's Peter Overby reports that corporate lobbyists are surprisingly quiet.
One CEO who's outspoken on the debt limit is Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan Chase. Late last month, he was at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
This chatter about not meeting our obligations, I just don't understand it. It's a moral obligation to ourselves and anyone that owns U.S. debt. They should know the United States is good for its money, period.
Dimon isn't alone, at least not completely.
There is no other option than raising the debt limit.
That's Martin Regalia, chief economist for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. The chamber is lobbying Congress, educating lawmakers about what it would mean if the debt limit isn't raised. Higher interest rates, financial uncertainty, damage to the nation's fragile economy. Regalia says the ramifications of a default or even a close call can be an eye-opener for lawmakers.
It's no reflection on them that they don't, you know, fully understand all the nuances of a budget process that I don't think anyone fully understands all the nuances of.
But it's not just recently elected Tea Party Republicans that want to push the debt limit envelope. House Majority Leader Eric Cantor was on CNN this morning promoting possible additions to the debt ceiling bill aimed at controlling federal spending.
There are all kinds of different measures that are being considered here in Capitol Hill to make sure we put the brakes on spending.
And yesterday, in a pen and pad session with reporters, Cantor unveiled a new twist in strategy. He said House Republicans intend to stage the debate after the official deadline of May 16th. That's a gray area, several weeks in which Treasury says it can jury-rig techniques for paying the bills. Cantor sees more political leverage there, while financial analysts predict that's when fear will start driving up interest rates. As much as business lobbyists talk about the fear of uncertainty, there's little sense of urgency on this one. The Financial Services Roundtable supports a higher debt ceiling, but it isn't even taking the basic step of sending lawmakers a letter about it. The Business Roundtable hasn't gotten to the issue yet, a spokesman said. At the National Federation of Independent Business, a powerful lobbying voice for small business, a spokesman said they are not actively involved in the debt limit issue. To Steve Bell at the Bipartisan Policy Center in Washington, that doesn't make sense.
I've got to tell you that especially for smaller business, any increase in interest rates or anybody who gets nervous in the bond market and starts to ask for higher rates to buy our debt, you know, that's really going to hurt lending.
Bell says business as a whole is taking a big risk by not pressing Congress to go on and fix the debt limit.
I find it a mystery. Perhaps they're afraid of offending the majority in the House or Senate. Perhaps they figure it's going to pass no matter what, so they're just not going to get involved and protect themselves from any unintended consequence.
So American business leaders have something in common with foreign investors. They're both nervous about what Congress might do. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.